Good morning. This is Rebecca Powers on AM 860 and 97.5 KKOW, bringing you your Ag News Update. As farmers are harvesting their crops, there are some challenges they may be flying under the radar they should keep in mind. Tom Fry, Director of Performance Products at the Mosaic Company, says it's important to think about the nutrients being removed with the crop.
I think one of the things, given the variability that we've seen in yields across fields, depending on water holding capacity, is trying to get their arms around how much nutrients have we removed from our various fields and cropping systems, and then figuring out a plan about how we're going to replace those.
Combating things such as lower nitrogen levels, Fry says, starts with soil testing.
It always starts with soil testing. They need to understand what their baseline is currently in their fields and then make a plan with their retailer on what's the best way to provide balanced crop nutrition.
Fry explains how farmers can increase their soil fertility this fall.
You know, MicroEssentials is a fantastic product that can really help growers manage phosphate and sulfur nutrition. But it's just one tool in the toolbox, and it takes soil tests to understand where are the deficiencies in their soils and how do they take into account both P and K as well as any secondary nutrients that they may need.
More information on nutrient removal rates and advanced crop nutrition is available online.
I'd encourage people to check out cropnutrition.com. It is a website with a wealth of information in which you can explore both crop removal rates based on actual yields from your farms, in addition to information on various products that can assist you in improving the efficiency of your fertilizer.
Again, visit cropnutrition.com to learn more. This has been Rebecca Powers on AM 860 and 97.5 KKOW. Now back to Gary St. James and more classic country.